Arch Madness could unseat Peaceful Way as the richest Canadian sire trotter on Saturday night with a win in the $730,000 Maple Leaf Trot. Arch's co-owner, Barry Goldstein, is with us on Trot Radio. Welcome, Barry.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the earnings record, first of all, because that is what grabs a lot of people's attention. You win on Saturday night. You're at $3.3 million, richest Canadian sire trotter of all time. What are your thoughts on that?
No, it's quite an honor if and when we get there under Canadian rules. We've actually already reached it.
Okay, could you explain that a bit?
Say again?
Could you explain that a bit?
I think the USTA has a Canadian dollar conversion feature so that the earnings as posted by the USTA and that of the Standard Canada are often quite different. But in any event, I think what we would need to go by is Standard Canada. He is a Canadian bred.
Right.
And the honor, if and when he gets there, will be a Canadian one.
And besides, our dollar's worth 5%, 4% more right now.
There you go.
It sounds weird to say that, let me tell you, all these years. Let's talk about the fact that you could surpass Peaceful Way. And if that happens, would going after Mr. Big as the richest Canadian standard bred of all time be on your radar screen?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, look, it's going to be a major task to get past, to win this race. There are just so many top horses in there, so many real solid champion-type horses that thinking that just because Arch is in good form right now, this should be an easy task is a silly statement. I mean, this is going to be a tough job, but you know, if he gets there and he does pass Peaceful Way, certainly the richest Mr. Big being the richest Canadian bred of all time, of regardless of gate, would be one of our next goals.
Well, you've got the five hole, and probably the horse that you have to get through is a two-time previous champ of the Maple Leaf Trot, that being Sandpail, who draws post nine, and then you got Lucky Gibbet that has drawn post ten. So you got to be liking your chances a little bit more, even so.
Well, you know, those are two very talented horses, trained and driven by great horsemen. And, you know, I think it's Steve Elliott who always said, you know, a post position is only where you start the race.
Yeah. That's very true. And, you know, when you do have a 7/8 or a mile track, my feeling is, yeah, sure, there's always a kiss of death hole, but you've got a lot more forgiveness on the bigger tracks than you would, say, a 5/8 or a half mile track, regardless of where you draw. So,
yeah, I think that, but there's a pretty wide disparity in this group. And I think the with adding enough talk in, those four kind of separate themselves, in my mind, you know, from much of the rest. Not to say that the others couldn't, you know, come up and put in a big race, but mm-hmm. it would be those four that would be the ones I'd be thinking of.
Let's talk about the splint bone. It doesn't seem to have affected Arch in any real way. What are your people telling you?
Well, you know, that was an issue last year, and it was something that needed to be taken care of, and we were lucky enough that by removing, and it was a significant part of the bone that had to be removed, by the way, it wasn't just a little splinter, that there wasn't any soft tissue involvement, and that was where we were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just history now. Since the splint bone's not a weight-bearing bone, there's really no lasting issues from it.
Glad to hear that. What sort of treatments were involved in terms of the healing process? You hear a lot about, you know, platelet-rich therapy, stem cells, anything like that used on Arch to help speed along the process?
Well, I think the point was we tried not to force it.
Mm.
We made a decision that if it was going to be done, he's going to get as much time off as he needed to heal naturally. You know, this is kind of a hay, oats, and water horse, and he's not going to change from that. But we just gave him the time. Tron brought him back slowly under his done the Trans methods, which are, you know, he's someone who develops the entire body of the horse, strength in all areas, and you know, as time went on, he started feeling that you know, wasn't an issue. Then he started, you know, tuning them up a little finer. But you know, this is it's just come together very nicely this year. Let's put it that way.
Certainly has, and it's paid off. The patience has, because Arch tuned up with 152 and one win on Friday. How did he come out of that race?
Oh, he's great. He's great. He's his first time that. It's the first time in quite a long time that someone other than Brian or Trond has driven the horse, and it was really a complicated decision as to, you know, picking a driver that we could use at Pocono while both Trond and Brian were in at the Meadowlands. But, you know, it was a the driver had a lot of confidence that he had the horse he thought, and while he did get stretched out some, you know, kid came back and said he could have gone around again.
Don't you love to hear that?
Oh, sure.
Now, there was no elimination, and therefore there was no choosing of post position. I just want to get your feeling on whether or not you think a limb and prep winners should be able to pick their posts.
Actually, no. I don't like it at all. I don't like the... trying to jam or trying to maximize the purse for a final means that we're minimizing the purse in the elimination. Mm-hmm. And it creates, that's a change that's probably come about only in the last, well, I'd say 25 years. I've been involved in the sport in one way or another since, well, let's say 40 years. Mm-hmm. And, used to be years ago that the eliminations, if needed, had a much higher purse. Would be 40% would given to the eliminations if there were, and 60% for the final. And it was always an open draw. Mm-hmm. And I like the old rules. I don't think there was any problem with them. And once we started fooling with them, we come up with all sorts of new problems where, you know, if you're going to race for a $500,000 purse in a final, and the elimination purse is, you know, $25,000, I mean, it's not unreasonable for a bettor to assume that every horse in the race isn't going to try to give their maximum performance.
Yep, I see what you mean. Yeah,
and you know, look, this like it or not, this is a sport based on wagering.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be transparent. It must be run for the benefit that the people who are betting know that they're getting a fair shake. Not feel it, but know it. And yeah, we shouldn't have any rule that would dissuade them from thinking that.
That's very well put, and it's probably very much needed. What's on tap for Arch Madness after Saturday?
Well, he'll get a, you know, hopefully it'll be a good race for all, and he'll get some time off before... he'll go back to the Meadowlands. The Nat Ray would be next, and that's on Hambo Day.
Right.
And he has, you know, he staked to virtually everything in North America for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
How long we'll go with him, I'm not sure. I mean, that'll be up to Trond. But we started him back earlier this year than ever before, and we'll just have to play it by ear. But certainly the Maple Leaf... to me, being the most important trotting race or for age trotters in North America, is the prime goal.
Yeah.
And that's what we're pointing at.
Well, the rivalry between yourselves and Sandpail should continue, because Rod Hughes tells me that he's pointing Sandpail towards the Nat Ray as well. So should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, you know, I know that he didn't have a very good experience last time he traveled, but... you know, I'm right on the Sandpail fan club. he's a great horse, and if there's a better looking horse out there, somebody got to show him to me.
Well, but we're very lucky. We're very lucky as fans, because we've got an older and aged trotting division that is so rich in talent, probably like none I've seen in a long time.
I mean, I only felt bad that Corleone Cosmos, who'd been a major competitor for so long, mm-hmm. isn't up to this race.
Yeah.
But we've got the top age trotters for the last, I guess, 4 years involved in this Maple Leaf Saturday night, and that's something that the fans need and can, you know, look forward to.
Exactly, and it goes right to the argument about keeping the stars on the track longer, and I don't want to stir up a whole can of worms that's been out there. But, you know, again, you know, what's going to bring the crowd to the track? They want to see whether or not Sam Pale can beat Arch or Lucky Jim. That's what's drawing people, and you guys are helping in that regard. We appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.